This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Car insurance. The legendary Gary Dolphin joins us, the Iowa play-by-play voice in hoops and football. Big game for the Hawkeyes in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines on Saturday. I think it should be an awesome game. Gary, good to have you on the bench.
Hey, Scott, good to be with you. It's the best time of the year. You got the Major League playoffs. I just get fired up here on the hockey scores. And, of course, we're at the conference portion of the schedule for college football, and it doesn't get any better in the Big Ten, especially in October and November. The winds are blowing. The temperature's dropping. You better be able to run the football, and that's why I'm fired up about Saturday's game.
I'll bet you are, because last week they racked up like 350 yards on like 50-plus carries. I know they were playing Middle Tennessee. I know they had a huge size advantage in that game. But you guys, you played them. So did Michigan. You guys both popped them. You both put up 40-plus against them. But I loved watching Iowa's running game. I actually watched the game, and they just ran it down their throats.
They've had for the first month of the season, they haven't, they played Iowa State, which is a quality opponent, as you know. They played some good teams. Shut out Rutgers, Miami of Ohio on opening weekend. And last week, the consistency has been the balance. You mentioned the rushing attack. They've averaged over 200 yards rushing, and Stanley is a third-year starting quarterback, a senior. He's been spectacular, 8 touchdown throws, no interceptions. And I think that's been the key, is the balance in the offense has led to 10, 12 minutes more in clock possession each game. Now, granted, Michigan is a different cup of tea, but this is a very confident Iowa football team heading to Ann Arbor on Saturday for the reasons you just mentioned. They're playing well on offense. The defense has been solid, if not spectacular. And I think they'll turn it up a notch or two starting this Saturday morning.
They've gotten so many contributions. Torrin Young, I thought it was impressive. Smith Marset had a big touchdown run. Sargent was pounding the ball. I mean, they're giving it to different guys to produce for them. It really is impressive when you spread it around like that.
They're much more multidimensional on offense. This is without question the deepest, most talented receiving core. Isn't it ironic that they lose two tight ends in the first round last spring, and they're rebuilding there? That's a given. But they've got 4 or 5 receivers that all have had terrific games in the non-conference. Amir Smith Marset, as you mentioned, the kid out of New Jersey, he's been tremendous. But Brandon Smith on the other side is their big target. They've got a kid named Nico Reganey from New England, who is their punt returner. He's got great speed. They've got another kid in Oliver Martin, who transferred in, ironically, from Michigan. Now, he's still learning the offense. Kid out of Indianapolis, Tyrone Tracy, has been terrific, especially the last couple weeks. This is without question the deepest receiving core in terms of talent that Kirk Ferentz has had in his 21 years. And so they're a complete package on offense, given the rushing attack has always been solid. Now the receiving core has stepped up, and defensively they've been steady. Now they need to play better starting Saturday, but everybody does in the Big Ten.
I thought Gary Dolphin, the legendary voice of the Hawkeyes, would have. Brandon Smith, I think, has been playing really well. I thought the kid Byer, the big tight end, they throw it to him. He catches it. I like him stumbling around and banging. I mean, there's so many different options. Tell me about the defense. Gary, as you go to Ann Arbor, you're going to have to deal with the Wolverines. They can score. I think everyone wrote them off after they looked so poor, losing, big and going on the road. And then, Harbaugh started taking all the abuse. But I think that, they can still score. You got to deal with them. Tell me about the Hawkeyes' D going into this game.
Yeah, a couple things. First off, Michigan, everybody has a bad day at the office, and they had a horrible one in Madison. But you know what? I've been to Camp Randall many times. It's hard to go in there and win.
Sure.
Now, I'm sure Michigan wasn't expecting that kind of result or the way it laid out. But I think we saw the truer Michigan team last week against Rutgers. And I also think Wisconsin is that good. They're terrific. They're the team to beat in the West, and the Hawkeyes are up to the challenge, in my opinion. And we'll find out here in a couple of weeks up in Madison. As for the Iowa defense, A.J. Epinesa, who's everybody's preseason All-America pick at defensive end, he's been double-teamed consistently. They'll even chip him with a running back. And the other guys in that line have started to step up as the season has worn on. And they're going to have that. Chauncey Golston, Cedric Lattimore, two kids out of Detroit that really flashed in the Outback Bowl New Year's Day. And they need to be better, and they will be better. Now, Davion Nixon.
I like him.
Yeah, he had seven tackles last week, 2.5 for loss and a sack. Alabama offered him in the spring, and thankfully he kept his commitment to Iowa coming out of junior college. He'll be huge on Saturday, no question. But I think A.J. is ready to step up. He knows the spotlight's going to be on, and Epinesa's that good. You'll see that base 4-3 defense. You know, they're beat up in the secondary. Iowa's got a lot of injuries in the secondary from kids they were counting on this year. So until they get back here in the next week or two, you're going to see that base 4-3 defense get after Shea Patterson and hopefully force him into some mistakes.
I think, you know, it really is amazing the run that Ferentz has been on there. He's like got Gary Dolphin type numbers. I mean, 23 years. I mean, the run that you two guys are on is just, you can't even make this stuff up.
I'm just happy to be alongside of him, or at least up in the press box calling his games. He's as classy a coach as he is a good coach, and he's been consistent. He doesn't compromise his values. He doesn't promise these young guys anything when they come here. He tells them, you know, we're going to build you from a strength and conditioning perspective. We're going to put you in a good position to be successful each and every week. You're going to get your degree when you leave Iowa, and you're going to be successful in your life, whether it's in football, beyond college, or running a corporation. And kids buy into it, and it's worked for Kirk. And, you know, the other component there is he's one of two coaches in the last 40 years, and you know who the other one was, Hayden Fry, and he's the one who really turned it around for Iowa in the late 70s. But they've only had two or three athletic directors and two or three head coaches, and, you know, there's something to be said about stability and consistency and doing it the right way.
Oh, absolutely. The continuity, I think, is the difference. I have to ask you, I just think it's fascinating that you, when you were like a banking executive, you were like calling the games. And then, so how, was it cool? Like, was it cool when everyone came into the bank and they, like, I mean, like, did it help you close deals? Because everyone was like sucking up to you when they came into the bank because you're the voice of the Hawkeyes. I'd be using that leverage, Gary, because you had it all going. You're like the voice of the Hawkeyes. And then you're everybody's favorite banker giving out loans. People coming in there, they don't even know whether they remembered their checking book. I mean, honestly, Gary.
I love it how you think that was fascinating. Now, I will tell you, it's a little easier to knock on doors and get a first visit from a prospective customer or a potential customer if you tell them you're the voice of the Hawkeyes in the state of Iowa. They look at you kind of goofy. But, yeah, that's been a fun double career for me. And, you know, I think working in the corporate world has made me a better broadcaster because there are things going on out there, as you know, other than college football games or college basketball games every day. But I will tell you, it's a nice alternative to when I get done at 5 o'clock, Terrell.
Well, listen, you are great at doing both. And, you know, I love both immensely. But I play basketball every day of my life. I'm 54, and I still play 7 days a week. And I literally, I'm obsessed with the game, like to the point where I put down the golf clubs. I just play basketball. That's all I do. And I still have game. How much do you enjoy, literally, calling the basketball games compared to the football? Or do you, I know you love them both, but does the basketball get you going, or is it more the football for you?
You know, I've been asked that 1,000 times, and they're such a different, they're such opposites. I mean, it's great to have 20 seconds in between plays in football to catch your breath and turn it over to the great Ed Podolak and let the former Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Famer tell you why what happened just happened. And then in basketball with Bobby Hanson, who I know you know from his days with the Bulls and Utah, it's more back and forth. It's more of runs, and the blood pressure's going a little higher, and you know, the blood's flowing a little faster, the heartbeat's racing, especially in the Big Ten. And just had our basketball media days yesterday, and I'm telling you, between Michigan State and Maryland 1-2, that's quite the punch-counterpunch. And then there's everybody else trying to claw their way into the first division of the Big Ten. It's going to be a phenomenal winter, but we've got plenty of football to decide here first, as you know.
How do you like those iconic, stadiums? Like, I grew up going to, Michigan. My mom and dad both went to Michigan. I was conceived there, unfortunately. But I was never a big Michigan fan. But I did like watching Rick Leach play quarterback when I was a kid. They almost tried to brainwash me. And then, I went to Indiana, and we don't even have a football program. But I was there when Bob Knight won national championships in 87, so that was good enough for me. I'm still cashing receipts on that. But how do you like going to the iconic stadiums like Ann Arbor and then to, like, Assembly Hall and Carver Hawk? How you do every night, and Columbus. There are just so many great institutions, and to call games in that would just get me like hot and bothered. I'd be all lathered up calling games in those stadiums. They're so awesome.
Yeah, there isn't much I can add to what you just said. I mean, there's nothing better than calling a game at Carver Hawkeye Arena. It's such a unique designed arena that Lute Olson built when he had it going back in the 70s and 80s in Iowa City. But that said, when you go to Value City Arena, or I still call it Chrysler, the Breslin Center, Madison, the Kohl Center, the old barn in Minneapolis, Nebraska's got it going at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And there are so many great venues, and it's not so much it's a lot about the arenas, but it's more about the fans. You go there's something to be said, whether it's Assembly Hall in Bloomington or Champaign.
Right.
There's something to be said for playing in front of sold-out houses, and that's why the players are so fired up, and that's why so many great players attend Big Ten universities. The Big Ten leads the nation every year in attendance, and rightfully so.
So let me ask you lastly, Gary, going into this game, and then you go right back and have Penn State in Iowa City, and then the game, and we had talked about Camp Randall, you go there in a couple of weeks, and then to finish in Lincoln, I mean, what a nightmare. And Minnesota's tough this year. You got them at home, but you go to Ryan Field, too. Like, I mean, that schedule is just brutal. Do you think that game with and I know you're not looking ahead, but do you think that game with Wisconsin could actually be for the West title? Because I think it just might very well be that game.
Well, it could be, but the bigger deal is this Saturday, Scott. If you win Saturday, now you're 5-0. I'm speaking of the Hawkeyes, of course. Now you're elevated into a potential, for sure, New Year's Day, a six bowl. At least you're in the conversation, and it starts in Ann Arbor. And Kirk Ferentz, he doesn't look past his nose. But I can promise you, if the Hawkeyes get to Madison with zero or no losses, then they're going to be an awfully highly rated team, because that means you will have beaten teams like Michigan, like Penn State, and you certainly aren't assuming anything. But, that's the Big Ten every week. It just happens that Iowa's tough games this year, or most of them, are on the road, and they still have Purdue at home. They still have Penn State at home. And you mentioned at Northwestern, at Nebraska, at Madison, in Ann Arbor. It's a gauntlet, but the Hawks have never been intimidated on the road. I don't see that happening at all this year either.
I love listening to you do the games. You're great. It should be a great game in Ann Arbor on Saturday. Always a pleasure, Gary, my man. You're a legend with Hawkeye fans and with Pharrell on the bench. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. Enjoy the game Saturday, and good luck the rest of the way. If things get interesting, we'll call you again.
Anytime, Scotty. Keep up the good work. Good to be on with you.
My man, Gary Dolphin, the legendary voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, with us tonight on the bench.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.